Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, November the 20th, 2022. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you for joining us this morning to spend time with God. Oh, yes, beginning our day. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And coming here to get together to agree with one another. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And praying for ourselves, our family, and friends, even people that we don't know. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So what we're going to start out with this morning, everyone unmute your lines. The lines are open. It will come out. We're not going to petition for anything. Just give God praise and glory.
Thank you for moving me from natural to supernatural.
But there is no one like you.
Yes, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father.
So I love
thank
you, Father.
My
oh,
God, my
yes,
God.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes.
Now, God.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Father, I just thank you for all you're doing in my family's life, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thank all you're doing for the people on the line that have businesses, Lord. For what you're doing in Charlene business, Tina business, Jericho business, Tina business. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And all the rest of my nephews and nieces that have businesses, as well as everybody on this line, family, have businesses. I'm praising you, Lord. Oh, for working in their businesses. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, blessing their businesses with clients and finances. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Almighty God. God, if I had 10,000 times, that would have been enough praise for all you have done in my life, and that I've seen you done in people's life around me. Oh, yes, 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 thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the ones that come to this line, whether they come every day or days that they do come, Lord. I just thank you for them being here to agree with each other. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I just thank you for your discernment. Oh, yes, that you've given me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, for the patience that you have given me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, for the peace that you have given me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for the anointing. I praise you for the anointment.
That peace be still,
oh,
Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I praise you for opening doors for me that was shut. Lord, I praise you for shutting doors that need to be shut, Lord. Hallelujah. I praise you for moving people out of my life that hinders me, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for walking with me and talking with me each and every day, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I praise you, Lord, for the favor that you show me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, I just thank you for this light of mine shining, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh,
yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes, there is no one like you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for walking with me each and every day, Lord. I praise you for your angels that you have encamped around me and my family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you that you're the line of the tribe. Lord, yes, Lord, you're the
Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the marriages that you have reunited together, back together, Heavenly Father. Father, I thank you for the peace that you have placed in that have confusion, miscommunication, no understanding. I thank you, Lord, what you've done for those marriages, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the comforter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes.
Jehovah Rapha, you're the Lord our healer, oh God.
My God. Hallelujah.
But Jesus, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord
yes,
is there.
Yes.
Say, Lord.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You've been so good to me, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for having my back. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for being my Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you for loving me unconditionally, Lord. Thank you for never forsaking me, Almighty God. Oh, yes, you're always there. Thank you. Oh, through the hard times, through the good times, Lord. I thank you for being there for me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Faithful. I call you faithful. Thank you for being faithful. Oh, yes, Almighty God. Thank you,
Jesus.
I praise you, God. I worship you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. But there's no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. No one loves the way you love, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thanks for being my light. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Being my way maker. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for ministering over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for picking me up when I was down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes.
Praise you.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God, we have favorite.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Lord.
True God.
Thank you, Father.
For the understanding of
God. Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, for being afraid, oh, God.
Oh, Lord. For allowing me to be your heir. Oh, yes, for me being the queen that I am because of you, my Father, a king. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for my hair. Hallelujah, for my air. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
For you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. Lord, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord.
My God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thanks for being with me, Lord. Oh, yes,
we thank you for the
yes, Lord, for being my high tower. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yes. All right. Thank you, everyone, for those.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank everyone for those praises that have up. Is there anyone that have a song on their heart, some words on your heart that you want to sing? Do so now. The lines are open.
All right. Praise the Lord. We give praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give honor to your name. Oh, Lord, honor to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that beautiful song. Praise God. Anyone else have a song you'd like to say? Okay, I didn't hear anyone, so I hope the one that's on mute is would like to sing. Okay. If there's no one else, what I'm going to do this morning, y'all, just we're going to do prayer requests. No, not right now, but go ahead. Well, Heavenly Father, I come to you, Almighty God, giving you praise and giving you glory and giving you honor. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, thank you for blessing us to see us this day, Lord, a new day, a day that we've never seen before. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that blessing to see this day. Hallelujah. Lord, fill us with your peace and joy and hope, Lord. Bless us to walk in your righteousness, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Bless us to walk in your righteousness, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Fill us with your godly mindset, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Walk before us and lead the way. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray you fill us with godly fire to bless others, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We trust you with our life, Heavenly Father, so we know who you are, the great I am. Yes, you are King of Kings. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are out there on the streets right now that is homeless, Heavenly Father, no place to go. Oh, yes, 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 no place to go, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that maybe having surgery this morning, this week, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Be with the doctors, Heavenly Father, that they do right by the person. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And touch the minds of the doctors that they will know what to do exactly with a steady hand. And those people that are having surgery this week, Lord, give them a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we lift our hands to you because we know who you are, Lord. We worship you and praise you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 for just being our Father, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So we just want to want you to open our eyes, Lord, where they may be closed, Heavenly Father. Strengthen us who need strength, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, give peace to those of us that need peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Yes, Lord. So we're asking you to cover us with your blood, Heavenly Father, and our family members, and continue anointing us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, those of us, touch us where we may be needed touching, Heavenly Father. Lord, you know everything. You know every hair on our head, Almighty God. So, God, I just ask you right now to touch each and every one of us and our family members, Lord, and all the people that we have already prayed for, Lord. Touch us, Heavenly Father, where we need touching, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Provide for us what those that are in need of financial blessings, Heavenly Father, provide for us. Lord, those that need, Heavenly Father, those that in need of just being loved, those that in need of being loved, Almighty God, cover them with love, Lord. Put people around them that just love on them, Lord. But Lord, you never failed us this yet, and we know you'll never fail us, Almighty God, because we know who you are. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are our Father, Lord. Yes, and we are your kids, Lord. We are your children. We love you, Heavenly Father. And we know you love us more, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that need a job, Almighty God. Provide jobs for them, Lord, that they will have more than enough. They won't have to live paycheck to paycheck. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Heavenly Father. Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you know everything. And whatever we may be in need of, Lord, we just ask you to cover us with whatever we may be in need of. Shower us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Father, I connect this prayer with all prayers that are being prayed. The Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and glory. You are our everything. And we pray and agree in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so right now what we're going to do is we're going to take the names, get the names of those who are here, if you have prayer requests, give your prayer requests, tell someone, praise report at this time.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda. I'm requesting prayer for my legs, my hands, and these headaches I'm having.
Okay, good morning, Sister Linda. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Scholastica. I'm here listening in agreement. And let's just continue praying for the families and for those who lost their loved ones in Colorado. I heard there was another shooting. And to pray for those families and whatever is going on as we continue to pray and cover our nation. You know, against the spirit of murder. Thank you. And you all have a lovely week.
Thank you, and good morning, Pastor Galactica. Lines are open.
Yes, this is Darlene B., and we'd like to pray for Ida, who is in the hospital. Katie had a stroke, so we want to pray for her. Emma is in rehab, so we need to pray for her to be healed from her issues. Thank you all for your prayers for Francis. He is now at home. He was released from the hospital yesterday, but we still want to pray for him that his body will heal from the operation that he had last week. We also want to pray for, I have a list of people here today. Yesterday was just a day of people needing prayer and names that I was given for people. Mother Woods is sick. Mother Shirley needs to be healed. Sister Carmen, she has back problems. There's a Reverend Archie and a Reverend Lee. Both of them need healing in their bodies. And I just want to pray for my grandson, Abraham, that God will heal him of whatever issues he has against his brother, David. So we pray for God to just heal his mind, that he will have true love for his brother and stop hurting him. He's 5 years older than his brother, and he does things to antagonize and to hurt him, pinching him and hitting him and doing all kinds of things to him. So we want to pray for Abraham that that evil spirit will be removed from his life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, Pastor Brandon. Anyone else want to give your name, prayer request, testimony, praise report, or something you want to share? The lines are open.
Morning. This is Lois, and I just want you to keep my family in prayer and myself. I'm still having problems with my leg and I guess my lower back. And I would like you to pray for Jasmine. She has the flu. And I didn't get to, but I would like to attempt to sing a song.
Amen.
She said, you can come to the water and stand by my side and drink from the fountain, you won't be denied. I have seen every teardrop that fell from your eyes, and I rose to tell you, for your tears I died. He's calling for the sinners and the backsliders. You are to be there. He died for you. He died on the cross, but he's still alive. And I rose to tell you, for your sins I died. He's calling for the sick and calling for the lame. And if you don't be here, he's not the blame. On the cross, deep on the cross, but he's still alive. And he rose to tell you, for your pains he died. He's calling for the motherless and the fatherless too. No sister or no brother to care for you. He died on the cross, but now he's alive. And he rose to tell you, for your joy he died. Thank you.
Oh, what an awesome word. Your voice. Oh, just keep going. God, they make a drop of noise. You did a great job. Thank you. The lines are open. Prayer, testimony, praise report. If you have a song you want to sing, feel free. Some words you want to sing. Words are beautiful and they mean a lot. Anyone else want to just give your name?
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Oh, good morning, Glenda.
Good morning.
The lines are open. Anyone else?
Yeah, we have another prayer.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Yes, Sister Gladys, I don't see her here this morning at this time, but her brother has been admitted to the hospital His legs and need to be healed, and he seems to be out of breath, so they're not sure what's going on with him. So we want to keep Lewis in prayer for healing. Amen.
Amen. And let's also pray for strength for Gladys, our sister Gladys, because when your family or your someone in your family or close friends, it do take a toll on us. So let's pray for strength for her also. Anyone else?
Amen.
Good morning.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Good morning. This is Glenda again. I would like to request prayer once again for my mom, who is still hospitalized. On Friday, she was given a terminal diagnosis of pancreatic cancer.
Okay. I heard someone else. Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. This is Darlene again. My sister Yolanda, as she is supporting her husband while he's healing from this sickness. So, yeah, thank you for praying for Yolanda. Amen.
Amen. Lines are open. I don't want to overlook anyone. Anyone else? Well, I have a prayer request. Harold have been waiting on a decision for a tub with the lift so he can soak his body because he got shrapnel in there. So let's just pray that God touch them, that show favor that Harold get a tub so he can soak his body for his pain. I think I heard someone else.
Oh, I would like to add Oscara Johnson to the prayer line. On Friday, he cooked a lot of turkeys, and because we gave away plates at the church, and so he got stove up, and you know his body was sore, and so he couldn't make it to church on yesterday. So we just want to pray for healing on his body because he's already, you know, have had a stroke. Several strokes in the future, and so I guess he, you know, overworked himself on Saturday. So let's pray for healing of his body.
Okay, amen. Anyone else? Well, I know sometimes people ask us to pray for us. I mean, pray for us, or we ask they ask us to pray for them. So at this time, I'm going to lift up to God all prayer requests that have been thrown up on us that we may never have prayed for. So, Lord, we're praying for those two right now. One more time. Anyone else? Okay. For those who haven't received the scripture of the week, the scripture of the week is from November 20 through 22. It's Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labors and are heavily laden, and I will give you peace, rest. 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So for those who don't have that, that's the scripture of the week for this week, November 20 through 22. And at this time, I'm going to have to turn it over to Pastor Darlene. So you all, everybody have a blessed week, and God be with you. Pastor Darlene?
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Marie, for getting us started this morning for the prayer and all the songs that have gone forth today. And there are some people who may have just joined us, and if you have a prayer request, prayer support, or something you want to share, I'm seeing people coming in right now. You have that opportunity before we go further into the hour of power of prayer this morning. Amen?
Amen.
That's really
good morning.
Cool.
This is just you go ahead, Brother Paul Horsley.
Oh, no, I just want to add this
sort of got up late this morning, but I want to pray for, we have an outreach this week, it's Thanksgiving week at the Towels. We'll be going to visit. We want to pray that we get a harvest of soul, that God give us favor, and that people would come and be saved there. And I thank God for that. There's other things, but I thank you for opening up the lines. It's been a blessed weekend, and we just thank God. Amen. That'll do for me right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we just want Sister Gladys to know we have your brother Lewis as a prayer request for healing of his leg and his breathing. So if you have something else, you may go ahead and share that.
Well, just continue to pray for my family and strength.
Amen.
Continue strength. Mm-hmm. That's it. Good morning, everyone. That's it.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining us. Anyone else?
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I'm just trying to, well, I'm not trying, I'm doing, being a bold soldier. I know, like, it's very repetitious because we, like, say the same thing, that prayer request, and I'm trying to feel, well, I'm not feeling. I just want to be a part of. So I just, you know, like, I know you asked about thanking God because Thanksgiving coming, but I'm just so thankful. I'm real grateful. And I thank you, all of y'all, for, you know, like, helping me to reach out and say something. You know, I do. I take a deep breath. I breathe. And I just want to say thank you. I want to thank y'all for praying for the young man on my job who dad passed. He haven't come back yet, but I know him being a young man, like 19. Just keep praying for him that he be strong, that he be able to be the king that I know his dad desired for him to be. And for my daughter's father, brother as well. Like I said, this man was not a loving man in which, you know, remember, you know, stories I can tell you, but we have prayed for the family, you know, and their salvation. And for me, just keep pressing on, studying the word, turning down my plate. I'm just telling y'all how grateful. I'm so grateful that I've been changed, and I know I've been changed. And just to see my everyday life way in which just letting go and letting God have his way. I just want to say thank you to this prayer line. Y'all been praying a long time, and y'all not tired yet. Even the things I say over and over and over again, I am so grateful for that. Thank you, and everyone have a great day, and please stay warm.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. We appreciate that. Anytime you want to say thanks, that's good. It's not a problem. We always want to give God some thanks. Praise his name. Okay, do we have anything else somebody wants to share or prayer request before we continue in this hour of power of prayer? Okay. Well, we thank the Lord today for this opportunity just to be in his presence, because in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy, and at his right hand pleasures forevermore. And we do know that we must continue these prayers. We have to, the word of God says, pray without ceasing. And so that's what we want to do. Not only when we come here, but in our own private time, we want to continue the prayers. There are so many different situations that we see and things that we encounter over time, and we see that evil spirit of murder is still out there, and we're not going to give up on the fact that God is a deliverer. He protects, even with the people who were shot on this past weekend. They were able to subdue the guy before he was able to do more damage than he did, so we're grateful that the people did stop him in the midst of his foolishness out there in Colorado. So we're grateful for just people being able to not be fearful that they would not stop this man from shooting more folks. So we just want to continue our prayers for this nation about this demon of murder. We want to also give God thanks for the fact that he's given us this opportunity each and every morning to come together, even though we may not know everybody personally, but we know you by name and by the Spirit of God, that we have a desire to pray and intercede and stand in the gap and make, we could be doing right now to some of us could be still sleeping, which I love to sleep sometimes, but God has given us the opportunity to get wake up and come here to the line and pray for this nation. So this morning I'm going to read a verse, several verses in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 23 through 26. And it says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received the charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And verse 25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. 26 says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the point of this being shared this morning is that even Paul and Silas, they were in jail, and they still prayed unto the Lord. And we as the body of Christ, we are free to do what we want to do. So we have the freedom to pray for this nation and bind up the demon of murder and that Cain spirit, which is a jealous spirit and led to murder. So we want to pray for this nation, continue to intercede for these children who are in our schools, even in our marketplaces. People are not necessarily safe, except that God would give them safety. Also, when we're praying, let's pray that God will release the angels, keep the angels around in our nation so that people can be protected. Many of times the angels are speaking to us. Sometimes they are fighting battles in the heavenly. So, you know, we can ask God to send special angels to this nation to bring about healing across the nation. And also that people will have that desire for Jesus Christ, because a lot of these people who are doing these heinous crimes, they need Jesus. I mean, they need Jesus like everybody needs Jesus, you know, like a baby needs milk from his mother. They need Jesus like that. They want to, well, we want them to stop what they're doing as far as trying to harm. They're those who are in such bad condition that they want to commit suicide. That's a demonic spirit to want to take your own life. So we want to pray for those people who even may be in that position of wanting to take their lives because of the cares of the world. Even the scripture of the week, as Sister Marie just read, lets us know that we can cast our cares upon him. And I'm going to read it again for those who may have just joined us. It's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we believe that many people will have a special divine appointment. There are some people who may need a Damascus Road experience like Saul did in order for them to understand that God is there for them. So as we are continuing in our hour of power of prayer, we're going to go ahead and pray for all the requests. There are several things that we have put out there, and if you didn't hear everything, we just want you to just pray that God will help those who are in need. Many people need to be healed from sicknesses, and there are family members who need to be healed. We pray for the families today and the healing from all kinds of things that are going on in people's bodies. So let us come together right now, and we're going to pray in faith, believing. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you once again for this opportunity to pray, Lord. We pray for Linda, oh God, for her legs, hands, and the headache she's having, oh God. And those headaches will be removed, oh God, that give her a clear mind, oh God. Ever she's facing, God, and all removed from her. Okay. In the name of Jesus, and Kayla, Lord, that you said by the stripes of Jesus be healed. So we believe Linda D, oh God, that those legs are being healed, God. Her hands are being healed, God. That her head is filled with that, God. Come healing. Yes, God. Let the blood of Jesus prevail to that, God.
The breathing of the Lord, God. Give the maladies
of God in the body, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for Francis that he has been from the hospital, God. But the healing is taking place, God. The healing in his body, God. Oh, God. Work, oh, God. Keep him together, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Put him a cooler in my feet, God. makeup that you draw him to you, God. He will remind you to serve you with all of his heart, God. In the name of my God, we thank you for him today. And his wife, Yolanda, she is a ministry to him, O God. The Lord's nurse right now. And God, give her with me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, she may experience God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We thank you, Lord, today that you heal Abraham, O God, from his jealous spirit, O God, from the spirit of wanting to hurt his brother, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray, God, today that he has a true love, O God. In the name of Jesus, today, God, we bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord, today for you, Lord, O God, that you continue to heal our legs and her lower back, God, that they are completely healed, God, by the stripes of Jesus. No more pain, God. In the name of Jesus, able to walk, oh God, and not have any pain in the legs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the families today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and those of God who were hurt in the fightings, and those who were killed, Lord, from the families, families,
families, other people,
a bad mental condition, Lord, mental condition today, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you remove that flu and all the things out of the body of many people with the people, God, and rest with you, God. In the name of Jesus, put them out of the body, God, and the sneeze, take away the aches and pains in the body today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Lewis, oh God, that you heal his legs, God, and his breathing, oh God, is normal, God. You heal him today, God. If there's anxiety, oh God, that is causing him to not be able to breathe normally, oh God, we declare that he has peace, God. In the name of Jesus, that you heal him today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. And we do pray for Gladys, oh God, that you give her strength today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you help her, Lord, to know that all things are possible because she believes in you today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Sister Glenda's mother, oh God, that you can help her, oh God, strengthen her, oh God, and help the family, oh God, as they support their mother today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. We believe the report of the Lord that she is healed, God. Thank you for the healing, oh God, in Jesus' name, God. Lord, take care of her pancreas, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, you can supernaturally remove every cancer cell from her pancreatic area, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We pray, God, today for Harold, oh God, that you give him favor, oh God, to get the tub that he needs, oh God, for his health, oh God, to help him with his health, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit of denial, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, we just pray for Skylar today, oh God, that the body that is sore, God, that you heal that body, oh God. Take away the soreness, oh God. If there's inflammation, oh God, any tenderness, Lord, let it be healed right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for healing of Reverend Lee, Brother Archie, oh God, Shirley, oh God, Deacon Brown, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, heal her back today, Father. Take away the pain, Lord, the inflammation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the healer, God. You say, I am the Lord. Thank you for healing, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, the outreach that Apostle Horsley and his wife, oh God, and all those who are connected to that ministry, oh God, will do this weekend, oh God. We pray that our hearts will be open to the word of God, that the Spirit of the Lord will be moving, oh God, that people will just come and say, what must I do to be saved? And they will make confession that Jesus is Lord and King, oh God, anoint your servants, oh God, for this opportunity, oh God, to win souls to the kingdom, Lord. We thank you for that today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. We praise you, thank God. We glorify your name, oh God. We praise you, God, today for everyone here, Praise and Deliverance Ministries, oh God. Each one named by name, God. Bless us and our families, oh God. That is Sister Marie, oh God, Sister Darlene, Sister Linda B, oh God, Pastor Scholastica, Sister Lucinda, Lord Jesus. We pray for Sister Lois, oh God, Sister Linda, Glenda, Lord Jesus, Sister Teresa and our families, oh God, Sister Sheila, oh God, Sister Gladys, oh God,
Apostle Horst and his wife, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Sister Chris, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Yvonne, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We bless you today, oh God. Names we may not have heard this morning, oh God. Sister Mary today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name. We bless your name today for such a grace, oh God, in Jesus' name, God, that you continue to bless her. Keep her, Lord. Strengthen all of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, with Sister Apostle Horsley's wife, Evangelist Wonderland, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, praise your name, God. Sister Charlotte, oh God. Sister Charlene, God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Linda, God. In the name of Jesus, my God. Sister Darlene M, God. In Jesus' name, we praise you, God. We glorify your name. Yes, Lord. We praise you today, God. We glorify and sacrifice you, God, because you're doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All our family members, oh God, we pray that you cover, Lord, even as families come together for Thanksgiving, God. Keep, God. Let there be a joy today, God. Motorcycles, oh God, buses, God, whatever mode of transportation, Lord, let it be protected, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we thank God this morning for all these prayers, the praises that went up earlier today. We thank God for just blessing us to be a blessing. You know what? God blesses us, not just for us to be blessed, but for us to, you know, pass some of these blessings on to somebody else. And we know that God will, you know, God is pleased with that. So as we're leaving today, I decree and declare that these prayers are covered by the blood of Jesus. They are sealed by his blood today. So we're grateful for that. I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that each and every evil word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words and they will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree this morning that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree today that we are covered by the blood of Jesus and our families are covered today by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that our families are coming to Jesus Christ, those who are not saved. They're looking so much better in the future because they are serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I decree today that we resist the devil and he flees from us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree today that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree today that we continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree today that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily, and we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree that we are alive unto God through Christ Jesus, and we are victorious through Christ. Today, we speak the word of God that the devil is under our feet, and every financial mountain in our lives is removed today in the name of Jesus. So let us continue to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And I want you all to know that I truly love you, and I thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving yourself. That is so important that you love yourself. And you love your family, your friends, and your foes, no matter who they are. We're going to love people into the kingdom because God drew us through his love. God is love. Love is of God. And those who do not love are not of God. So let's continue to spread the love even as we go to our families. If there's somebody in your family that is hard to love, love them anyway and let them know that Jesus cares for them and we do too. So everybody have a beautiful rest of the day. And we hope to see you and hear you tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, this circle of friends. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today, there may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.